Oh, things are going great. We're going to be ready to put up the dome, but the footings are all done. The foundation's done. We've got the interior all laid out and compacted, ready for the turf. So, yeah, the next stage is going to be basically putting the dome up and getting the turf in.
Yeah, that's why we're talking to you now. You need a few extra hands to get this job done, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. So the dome, as I said, everything's ready. The electrical, everything's done. Everything's prepared. The dome arrives here from the manufacturer on Monday. And they got a couple days of prep to do. But, yeah, the big days are going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And we're going to be looking for some local volunteers to help us get the dome up.
I guess you don't really know until you kind of get it, start unfolding it and everything. But will it just be people to go around the perimeter and then raise it up to where it's supposed to be then?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be, there's just going to be a big piece of fabric there. We're just going to need lots of hands to stretch it out and then pull it up over top of the structure. And that'll be on, that'll be Thursday, October 15th. And then Friday and Saturday, we'll have some lifts and things inside, and we're going to be installing the lights.
What's been going on with the dig then? Is that just infrastructure that I see beside the curling rink that leads into it?
Yeah, so that's all the electrical. So the electrical is coming from the main junction box is in the middle of the, well, not the middle, but is between sort of between the curling rink and Western Financial. That's where the main power comes in from. So then we had to dig a trench from there back to where the power infrastructure for the dome is going to be.
Thank you. If people want to help you out, what's the best way they can contact you then?
So the best way to contact us is probably just an email, info@kootenayeastsoccer.com. Or they can just show up in the morning, and it's going to be an all-day thing every day. So we'd like people to show up there around 9 in the morning and bring a lunch and just bring some work gloves and be prepared, bring a mask and just be prepared to sort of stay there all day. Or if they can't stay all day, just for a few hours would be great.